Lord Jesus, we thank you for visiting us with your wisdom and grace. Help us to take your words to heart and live the life that brings glory to your name. Amen. My precious family, I want to thank you for being so faithful to pray for us and stand by us during this time of transition and testing. I've had so much on my plate, it's been really difficult to be consistent with the messages, but I've gotten a lot of it off my plate now, and I'm very, very happy and satisfied with the help that I have, so I can devote more time to you and to the channel. There have been times when I wanted to share things with you, but I didn't know if they were appropriate. But now I am feeling that everything is appropriate, because we're all walking and climbing that mountain with the Lord. Just last night, I received a word about a radical fast, and I went to confirm it. I was looking for a very confirming reading, and I didn't quite get that. Yet the answer did seem favorable. Please, dear ones, if you think you're supposed to fast, make sure to confirm it 2 or 3 times. The enemy almost brought me down. I thought, well, Lord, if this is what you want, I don't want to delay. So I started off. But then this morning when I woke up and had ministry coming, and I wasn't feeling well at all having begun this fast, I called Carol and another warrior and I asked them to please pray for me for a confirmation. Well, they didn't get the one I was looking for. So I went off the fast, but seeking some kind of confirmation on timing. So I'll continue to pursue that, because fasting is my least favorite thing. I used to love it, but this old body doesn't do that well with it anymore, and I think maybe it's a point of pride. The Lord is humbling me that I can't do the things I used to do. Beautiful Saint Therese, though, she said everything that she did with love. She couldn't do any long fasts, but she could do every little thing that she did with love. Her little way. And definitely, that suits me to a T. And I remember back in those days when I'd be fasting for 6 days out of a week, that pride would get in. So the Lord is really keeping me on a tight leash that way. And yet, you know, I see everybody else fasting and I feel like, I want to fast too, Lord. That's part of the challenge of living in community. You get to see all the progress other people around you are making. And if you don't handle it right from the start, the devils can inspire you with spiritual jealousy, which is an abomination to God, truly is. So I caution you, dear ones, when you're about to do something radical, make sure you get abundant confirmations before even beginning it. And if the enemy cannot get you to sin, he will try to get you to do more than God is equipping you to do. And if you try to do it in your own strength, you'll fail, and you'll be presuming. A radical fast is not undertaken lightly. Vanity, pride, and presumption can be hidden motives for what you think is a pure motive, and it could be a trap set by Satan to lead you astray. Sometimes you can confirm that God did not appoint a fast because you're not able to function at prayer. Another sign is that your daily duties can't get done, and you're irritable. All these are signs of something undertaken in the flesh. God's will and timing are critical for all of us. Therefore, we should never undertake something so radical that could cause disruption to the point of chaos. Well, the Lord is calling us up higher, dear ones. He hasn't stopped climbing that mountain with us. He's cleaning out the dross in our hearts and calling for us to launch out into another climb to holiness with him. Our country is in desperate need of prayer. President Trump is in desperate need of prayer, continual prayer. His life's in danger every single day. So let's not forget to pray for him seriously, because if it weren't for him, we wouldn't have freedom right now. I don't think we'd even be alive, honestly. But our country is especially in need of prayer because of the abortions that are taking place. Oh my goodness, the Lord has been crying, weeping, crying, and crying, and just so devastated by the babies that are being taken apart in their mothers' wombs, that are being killed by these mothers that don't understand what they're doing. Ezekiel carried a sword in his heart for 3 days, a very painful, painful sword, and it was over abortion. It was over the babies that were being slain, and he was sharing the Lord's pain. That's why he hurt so badly in his heart. His heart is run through with a sword because of these abortions and the consequences they have for the women who get them. Jesus' heart is broken, family, and all we can do is comfort him and pray and speak out against abortion. Spend time with a woman who is desperate. Try to convince her not to kill her child. Some of these women have carried that child almost to term, and through the devil's intervening logic, they're killing their baby. Oh, how tragic this is. What a wonderful gift this child was for them. Yet the agenda of making money, embarrassment, and social situations takes precedence over their human life. Oh, precious mothers, do you not realize that your motives are dark and evil? Kill the child because it doesn't fit into your day runner plans. Kill the child because you were about to get a promotion and this pregnancy will change everything. Kill the child because you're not married and you just started college. No. Did it ever occur to you that the Lord sent this child to save you from that promotion and steer you into a lifestyle that would bring you the most happiness? Every baby is a designer package just for you. All the things in your lives that are not right, this child will help you overcome by narrowing down the choices that God knows are evil for you. So much delicate and precise beauty has been formed in your womb just for you, and you are going to kill this little gift? Dear ones, don't be deceived. Reincarnation is not real, like I thought it was when I talked myself into an abortion and told the little one, come back when I'm ready. Oh, I was so deceived. What a fool I was. And I did this for what? My photography career? Little did I realize that this career was so very wrong and alienating for me and leading me down a dark alley that would never bring me fulfillment and happiness. The Lord sent that child to change my life direction. I also reasoned, well, what man wants another man's child? Having a child will turn off a potential husband. Of course, I was thinking like the world. It didn't dawn on me that only a man that was truly right for me would want my child as well. Satan's lies cater to your fears and dreams, which may very well be serious errors in judgment. A child is a monumental protection from those who don't truly love you, from those who are not willing to sacrifice, from those looking for a certain lifestyle devoid of children and family. And in addition, this child God has given you will bring out the very best in your character and happiness. You will share like pursuits with one another and find great joy in each other's company and likeness. Oh, Lord, what do you have to say? Jesus began, I have said it before and it bears repeating. Your child is a priceless gift that I am fully prepared to provide for. You will lack nothing. What I have given to you, I am well able to sustain. Pay no heed to the voices that tell you how much your child will cost you to raise. Each day I will provide both the physical, emotional and mental needs of you both. Only cherish this human being who has the DNA to change your world significantly for the better. What has been given is priceless and will bring you more joy, wisdom, and riches than you could ever have earned on your own. There is a generation that is about to grow old that is childless because they were selfish and wanted only their freedom to make choices and live their own way without obligations. They are a pitiful lot who have no one to share their later years with. Alone, childless, and looking back on their lives, they see the emptiness they've lived as others who were unselfish raised their babies and went on to have grandchildren to bring them support and comfort in their later years. Children, if you are considering abortion, you are considering death to your own flesh and blood, death to your child, and death to your soul. For to kill is a mortal sin unto the death of your soul. If you are considering terminating this pregnancy by killing this child, you are about to make the worst decision for your future that you could ever make. What is in that child is priceless beyond compare, and a gift that will accompany you in your later years, bringing you untold fulfillment and joy. You sacrificed for them when you were younger, and as a result, they will sacrifice for you as you grow older. If you call yourself by my name, Christian, and you kill this child, you are quite mistaken about who you belong to. You have not given your life to me. You have given it to the world and Satan's agenda. Embarrassment, poverty, lack of freedom, interrupting your career, all these things are no justification for murder. Repent of these thoughts, my child. Repent and protect the life of this unborn little one. For those who have chosen to deal with embarrassment, inconvenience, added costs, and all of the things that come with a baby, I tell you the truth, this day you have chosen life, and I am standing with you. I will provide all that you need. I will be your comfort and your strong tower. I will call the people out of your life that are unsuitable for you. I will bring you a good husband. I will see to every one of your material needs. This and so much more will I give to you. Understand that this child you are carrying is very unique, one of a kind, born for this time in history. This child will be a part of the remnant that will rebuild the world when I return. This child has gifts that span way beyond other generations before it. Spiritual endowments that I have deliberately written into its DNA. What you have is a magnificent gift, not just another mouth to feed. These children will bring peace and justice into the world as no other generation has. That is why Satan is fighting to kill them. He is afraid of what is in your womb, and he has good cause to be. This child is anointed from its very conception. This child is your salvation. Not salvation that I have won for you, but the salvation of leading a happy and fulfilling life, because the decisions you will make will be wiser and bear more fruit in the long term than murdering this child would bring. Cling to them. Cling to your child. Protect it. Shut down the lying tongues that are trying to seduce you into murder. Come to me. Pray for wisdom, and I will be the father for this babe. I love you. I forgive you for considering death to this unborn, and I am entirely committed with all the resources of heaven to provide for you both. I am your God, your lover, your friend, and the father you need to raise this child. Angels surround you to protect you and keep you both from harm. Be at peace. You have made the right decision.